WHDD presents Susan Says.
One a day. That's how many mass shootings we have had in America, land of the free, this year. Right, one a day. I don't know the total killed or wounded, but you do the math. Pick any number, as long as it's huge. Why is this happening? Because of one group, the NRA, and the Republicans who take money from them. It's that simple. Easy to fix then, right? No. What will it take? Someone said if the family of a Republican congressperson got killed, well, maybe. But should we wait for that? No, I don't think so. Why is this? Who are we? Well, starting from the Native Americans who still live in poverty after we came here, took over, killed them, made them sick, never repaid them. That's who we are, folks. You know it. Come on. Those who say, that's not who we are. Well, this is who we are, and now every day, guns. No developed country in the world has guns like this. Assault rifles. They were for military use only, remember? Did you read that in the Constitution? Militias then. Guess what? We live in different time. They didn't have those weapons then. Yeah. Two horrors this week left us drained from 24/7 coverage. A monster in Texas shooting guns in his yard. When neighbors asked nicely if he could stop as the baby needed to sleep, he stopped. He stopped shooting in the yard and then massacred them, including a 9-year-old child. And then he ran like the coward he was. $80,000 in reward found him, a tip. Now he will rot in jail where he belongs. But those families are destroyed, and that jerk governor of Texas, who should have empathy, he is in a wheelchair, but no. He said it was illegals who were killed. Really, is there no end to his disgusting racist ugliness? And then next, Atlanta. A mentally ill former serviceman went with his mother, to medical evaluation. He got upset about something and killed one person and wounded four others. But they caught him too. How did he get guns? We don't know. Smaller ones. Oh, well, then, hey. Stupid NRA followers say the answer is to have more guns in schools. Sure, that'll help. Not. This is who we are, folks, every day. Until you, the voters, tell your representatives to stop now. Good luck. Let's try. Let's just see what happens. Oh, no, wait. They say it's too soon to talk about it. It politicizes it. No, it's too late. I dread tomorrow.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.